Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritus Online Network bring you Circle of Mediums on Mike Spirit FM. Join us for healing, tarot readings, and a bit of rock and roll. So let us rock your socks off and show you how it's done. So join the team at Mike Spirits FM, brought to you online from SpiritusOnlineNetwork.com.
Welcome again to another week of Spiritualists Online Network, and I hope you all enjoyed your new year. We had a wonderful full day of mediumship and things happening all the day, so I hope you all enjoyed coming in. I'd like to introduce you to Melissa Bruce, our fairy mother, and Jodie Morrison, who are going to take over today and help you with your readings. We had a bit of a upset on New Year's Day because we were sending healing out to one of our members' neighbour's daughter, and hopefully she's starting to be on the mend. So I'll hand over to you, Melissa. How did your week go?
Hello there, everybody, and hi, Demisi. The week went by beautifully. Actually, it was a lot quieter than it was the weeks prior to the new year, with all of the excitement of the planets lining up and the end of the world and all of those different things. It seemed here that at least in this part of the world, New Year's Day kind of sort of came in and left, and everything was just kind of sort of at rights again. So it was really nice, for sure. It was really nice.
Yeah, I think it was quieter. We had lots of fireworks, and I was talking to somebody this morning on Sock Live, who is in Holland, and apparently the fireworks have made a hole in her roof, so she's got to climb up there and mend it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's no fun for her. I'm sorry to hear that.
No, but that's the way it goes, isn't it?
Yes.
How are you doing, Jodie?
we have a guest today, a member guest today, guys.
Yes, I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you all.
So, Jody is our member here. We'll be doing an interview with her in a little bit. She is one of our students on SOC who's doing a member's moment now and actually doing her own things on SOC, which is absolutely wonderful. And we will definitely be bringing her into the show today as well.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Awesome.
But it looks like we've got a lot of people in the room who are already raring to go. So shall we get started, girls?
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah. So could we have the first caller, please?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I just want to know if Spirit has anything to say to me or to guide me.
In general, basically, you just have a general what's going on with me right now type of a question.
Yeah. Mhm.
Would you like to take this one first, Amethi, or would you like me?
No, I'll give it to you. What's going to happen? You're the does that bit.
Okay, my dear. Well, the first thing that I'm. Can I get your name first of all, please?
Amanda.
Amanda. Okay, thank you for calling in, Amanda. We appreciate it. The first thing that I'm actually picking up for you, dear, is that there has been a lot of confusion around you lately. There's, I'm actually feeling a being torn between maybe something that you want to do and something that's that you need to do. And this something that you need to do, it is very important. But at the same time, there's something missing there, inside of you, because this something that you want to do really, it's something that resonates inside of you very deeply. And there's confusion, not just with, being able to do this, whether or not you have the time to do this, but also how to do it. What's the best way to start off on this journey and be able to do it? What I'm actually being shown about this particular situation, Spirit is telling me, take the baby steps. I mean, very clear, I'm being shown, take the baby steps. Do what you can do now while you need to take care of business right now at the same time. Because every little step is a move forward in the right direction. And it's life is not a race. You have plenty of time, basically, to do what it is that you want to do and still be able to do what you need to do right now. Does that make
right.
sense?
No, yeah, totally.
I'm also shown big hearts, big, giant red hearts all around you. There's a lot of love in the spirit world for you. I'm being shown a couple of people, actually, that were both very, very important in your life at one time, especially in your younger years. I'm also being shown that you miss these people very, very much, but they're very much around you, and they symbolize these two big hearts that seem to sort of bounce around you in a circle, if that makes sense. They're always,
yeah.
always there
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm being shown for you. I'm going to go ahead and kick it over to Demisi or maybe Jody if she has something, if that's okay.
Okay, thank you.
And girls, do you have anything for Amanda?
Go ahead, Jody. Do you have anything, darling?
Not at the moment.
No, and I don't. I think you covered all the bases, Fairy Mother.
Okay.
Did
just
that
remember,
answer your question, Amanda?
Yeah, no, that did.
Just
okay,
remember
good.
You're in the driving seat, darling. It's your life, and the spirit world are there. So if you ask them and then sit and keep your eyes and ears open and see how life changes
mm-hmm.
for the better.
I do have a little bit of something for you, Amanda. What I'm getting right now is that it picked up on what Tamichi said about keeping your eyes and ears open. What I'm getting is that often information will come from incredibly unlikely places. Something on a license plate, something on a billboard, a snatch of song on the radio. Don't dismiss those things. Those are ways in which spirit will give you ideas about what to do next.
Right. Right.
Or at least show that they're there. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, no, totally.
Okay, darling.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have another caller, please? Is there another caller?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay. Hello, my darling. Can we have your
Hi.
Name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
How can we help you today, Deborah?
Yes, for this year, 2013, I would like to know how I can attract positive relationships, whether it's love relationships, work relationships, and spiritual relationships.
Okay, I have a question for you back.
Yes, ma'am, yes.
Do you like you?
yes, I would say I love myself, yes.
Fine, then just put out the question of what you want and then wait for it to happen. Probably Melissa and Jody will be able to tell you more because if they know your birth date or something, be
yes.
able to give you a forecast of what the year is likely to bring, but only what it's likely to bring, that's all, my darling. Can I hand can Deborah talk to you, please, Melissa?
Yes, absolutely. Hello, Deborah.
Hi, I'm Melissa. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine, thank you.
You know, it's interesting that you call in with this particular question because I do a personal development class on spiritualistonline.com. And one of the things that we cover is, you know, yes, you know, absolutely. There's a lot of us that don't necessarily feel that love for ourselves.
Yes.
And that's a very important part of that. So you've done that part of the work, and that's beautiful. Not only is that part of the work, though, the other part of the work is to train your mind to accept the fact that you deserve these relationships. And being that what I'm shown is that in the past it was several different really nasty relationships, and I'm shown them inside your family unit as well, which is unfortunate. That over time, we have a tendency to believe that this is what we deserve to come to us. So it's time to kind of sort of open up your brain, take that out, crumple it up like a little piece of paper, and put it in the trash. It no longer serves you. And we're going to replace that with, I deserve to have unconditional love relationships. That means that I give out unconditional love to this person, and they, in turn, give it back. And it doesn't mean that life is perfect. It doesn't mean you never fight, you never disagree, or anything like that. But what it does mean is that when you put that out there, this is what you're asking the universe, and this is what you're manifesting back to you. And we all have that little negative voice inside of us, no matter what the work we do. We have to eliminate that voice as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so I hope that makes sense. And
it
once you do
sense.
That, you will be surprised, my dear. You really will, really will be surprised with those that you draw to you. Now, you will also draw the other ones, but for a different reason now. They are actually drawn to you because you have the secret and they want to know what it is.
Okay.
Okay, so don't be confused. don't be confused if you know, with these people are still coming to me. They will still come, but it's easier for you to determine whether or not you want to actually put a lot of time into this person or not.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
So I hope that helps out. I'm going to go ahead and ask Jody, because Jody also does, her members' moments are very much like my personal development sessions, and she has some absolutely wonderful ideas. So, Jody, do you have anything?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah, Deborah, one of the very clear things that I'm getting is that as you put out that you want and that you deserve relationships with unconditional love, I strongly am getting how important it will be for you to associate with people who also feel that way. And one place, little plug here, one place where you might find that is at spiritualistsonline.com. And by connecting with Spiritualists Online or any other group that you feel that heart call to, you are surrounding yourself with your own intention in physical form, and that really adds potency.
That does. Okay. It does make sense. I appreciate it. Yes.
And that answered your question. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just being made aware, I'm very unaware most of the time, everybody. I've just been made aware that we haven't introduced Jody properly. Jody, you've been a member on the website for a long time, haven't you?
About a year. On my year's anniversary, yes.
And how's that experience been?
It's been an incredible experience for me, just marvelous. I was very shy at first, uncertain of what my reception would be, went through all the things I think anybody would go through, being with people who I saw as immensely talented, a lot of judging of whether I was good enough to be there, and that was all nonsense. And as I got over that and began to talk with people, take some classes, I felt like, you know those photographs where you watch a flower open much faster than it actually does? That's what I felt like.
Yes, that makes sense. That's what happens to a lot of people. And I sort of pulled you in, didn't I, several weeks ago? Me being unaware, and it was spirit taking over, because there was a total misunderstanding. You came to go to Melissa's class, didn't you? And Melissa had posted that she wasn't going to be around to be able to do it. So I just posted before you had time to change your mind that you were doing it. I didn't even ask you, did I? But it was a wonderful session, so I'm really looking forward to you coming and doing your members' moments and coming to your classes.
Well, thank you. It was very amusing because Spirit was clearly at work. I didn't know Melissa wasn't taking class, and I said, I'm off to take Melissa's class, and I meant I was going as a student, and Domichi cleverly, through Spirit, heard, she's going to take the responsibility for being the teacher. And with about 3 seconds of time notice, in I went, and it was just wonderful. You just have to trust that when things like that happen, Spirit has got the whole thing well in hand.
And they know what's going to happen, don't they, Annie?
Yes. Sometimes our surprise.
That's what we are trying to help people to understand on the website, is that nothing is right, nothing is wrong, and that we're well loved and well guided. It's just that we keep on mishearing or misunderstanding or wanting to take our own selves off the path. So it happens to me an awful lot when I get taken places and things.
I have a way of describing that that seems to make sense. It's as if we're standing at a door that pulls toward us, and we're pulling hard to open that door, but we've got our foot against it. So we can pull as hard as we want, but until we move our foot and get out of our own way, the door isn't going to open.
No, that's about right. And we deny it because we're frightened, or we've closed the door because we had to at some point, and then we're frightened to open it again.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly the way I experienced it.
Yeah.
But boy, once you get that door, even a crack open, spirit rejoices, and then things really begin to move.
Yeah, and once you, there's so many times, have you ever tried to walk away?
You know, you can't put the baby back inside the mom. Once you say, "Here I am," spirit says, "Oh, goody," and off you go. And of course you can deny it, and you can try to turn your back on it, but spirit has a way of coming back to you gently and lovingly and saying, "Are you really sure you want to turn your back on this?" And you have to go, "No, I'm not sure. I really do want to be here now."
Yeah. Have you had any of these experiences, Melissa?
Well, when I first signed up for SOC, which was a year ago next month, as a matter of fact, I was actually really sick at that time. So, I did kind of try and walk away, and I did kind of try and run away, and at the same time, I did the same thing. I came into SOC and I went, "Wow, there's all of these brilliant people. There's no possible way that I can stand up to them." And that's a very common thing, I think, that we all have, a very common feeling, I think, that we all have when we come together with several different people who do the same thing that we do. You know, our brains automatically go to it's a competition, or this is great, but I can't be as good as, say, Demisi or Julie or what have you. And the truth of the matter is, we walk into SOC believing that we can't do it, and then we walk out of SOC later going, "I don't know why I didn't think I couldn't do it in the first place." And the best part about the whole experience of it is seeing those light bulbs go off, including the one that went off over my own head, of course. And seeing those light bulbs go off and seeing ourselves open up and go, "Hey, you know what? It's okay, so it is weird that you have a bunch of mediums or your bunch of psychics together, but at the same time, it's a fantastic family. It really truly is. And it's very in my the beginnings, it was Demisi, it was you, Demisi, actually, who brought me back in when I really couldn't handle it for a while and I had to step away and heal and get myself better. It was Demisi who wrote me a letter saying, it was nice to see you. I hope you come back. And, I explained to her what I had been going through. She said she was sending healing. She was the sweetest person on the planet. And how could I say no? When you know Demisi, you can't really say no to her anyways. But how could I say no at that time? And so I did. I came back. And
well, I'm glad you did. So
I am too.
So can we have another caller, and then we'll go to the first song?
Sounds like a plan.
Is that okay, Mike? We take one more caller and then...
Hello?
Like a plan. Hello?
Hi.
Can we have your name, darling, because we're not given the name, your name?
My name is Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Well, I'm calling because I could use some clarity on my moving situation. I was looking at these apartments, and I'm, like, really confused about, you know, which one to go for. And I've already looked at this one twice, and but it's, like, $650 and $675 deposit, but it's enough space for me. But it also has a traffic problem. I mean, there's a lot of traffic noise. And then there's this other one that's real small, but I know it'll pass the housing inspection because I'm on the Section 8. And but it's small, but I need to move, like, right away because I got to, you know.
So what does your inner self say when you go in the door? When you go in the door, what do you feel?
Well, I like the small one. So I'll have to, you know, get rid of a bunch of stuff. But my daughter is planning on coming out from Michigan, and, you know, I'm worried about the space thing, and, you know, so that's
what confuses. Well, if you live for maybes, which is what your daughter may be coming up from Michigan to come and meet you, if you live for maybes, then you're not looking after you, are you? You're looking after daughter and maybe. And you can always get one of those settee things that turns into a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe look for somewhere else if she decides to make it long term.
Yeah.
Have you gone down that avenue of thinking?
Yes, yeah. That's why I put my application in for the smaller apartment because I have all these moving boxes out. They gave me an eviction notice, you know, because I'm like in the process of moving, you know, and so I have moving boxes everywhere. And so the public housing gave me an eviction notice by the 14th. So if I don't have everything moved out of here by the 14th, I could be evicted for having moving boxes everywhere. It's like, you know.
Well, you go with the one that feels best for you, not one that feels best for everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah? A long time ago, I was talking to a lady, and she came with exactly the same problem as you. And
mm-hmm.
I said to her, well, wait until you get the right key for which door, and then take the key that suits you the best at that particular moment. So if you've walked into the house, you've seen the house, you've seen how it is and where it is. And if it suits you better, the small one, then take the small one. You can always put in applications for somewhere else if it doesn't fit you when you get in, because that would be the answer to your present problem, wouldn't it?
Right. Plus I got, you know, I had to rethink everything because my car started having some major problems, and that's going to cost money.
Yeah. So presumably the small one is going to cost less as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what I've done is I've been pulling a card, and it says white feather. When you find a white feather, your angels are very close. So watch how often you will find a white feather lying in somewhere where it shouldn't be, where it won't be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you look for the signs, those particular signs that we were talking about earlier. I wonder if Jody or Melissa has got anything to add?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Jody.
The visual that I'm given is has to do with how you are thinking about all of this. And the visual is a hamster in a cage running on that little treadmill. And what I'm understanding about this is that you, because it's so important to you financially, living-wise, the daughter, all the different pieces of this, you're chewing over it around and around. And every time you think you've come to a decision, suddenly something else comes in and you say, oh, no, I can't necessarily choose that. What about this part? And so what I'm getting is that it would be so helpful to you to just imagine yourself taking in a deep breath and letting it out. And when you let it out, let out all the fears, all the confusion, and just see what remains, as if you were that little hamster being released from the cage. What remains will most likely be the best thing for you to do. The biggest thing in the way of your making a decision now, it seems like, is how hard in your brain, how hard it is for you to let go of all the pieces and just allow an answer to be with you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just relax. You actually have some time.
Okay.
Give yourself a little break and just allow yourself to be calm, because Dimitri is right. Your angels are always with you, and when you ask for help, it's always there. You have to ask, and then you have to be still to get your answer. So relax. You'll be fine.
Okay.
And if they evict you, so what? Where will
I put
you?
Well, then I'll lose my subsidy, and I can't afford it. Afford to lose.
Right.
But I'm sorry, if I could add just one quick thing, really quick, for the caller. There's a lot of fear around you, honey, about making the wrong decision. And this is something that you have gone through before. When it comes to a major decision like this, and I know exactly where you're coming from, honey. You must be an air or an earth sign like myself, because our brains take over, and all of the every little thing around us it comes into play with this decision. And so it's time to stop thinking, my dear. And I know how hard it is. I know how hard that is. Go with what resonates with you. Your daughter's over 18. She's an adult, right? Or right.
Is she a child still? Okay, so
no.
Your daughter's over 18? She's over 18?
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, and I understand where you're coming from, too, with the mother link, because they're always our children. They may be taller than us, but we still see them little in diapers. The truth is, she has to be an adult herself. And if mom keeps interjecting, it's not good for her as well as it's not good for you, too. So if she comes in, at least now you have a place. If it's too small, maybe you can work on getting a bigger place where the two of you, you know, so it's not all on you, okay? Because it's not that everybody's putting this on you, but you're taking on a lot more responsibility than you need to, darling, okay? And I say this completely out of love. I know exactly where you're coming from. I wrote the book on that. I've been there, done that. It's a hard thing to let go of, but go with the one that you feel is right for you and your situation. And it does sound like the smaller one is probably the better one for you, and the nicer one than the bigger one as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so and thank you very much for calling in with that, and we wish you the absolute best of luck that you get this done. But it, you know, again, all of that thinking, it gets in the way, and it stops us from taking that step forward. And honey, if you don't take that step forward, you know, then you will run out of time. So it's time to just make the decision and have that confidence in yourself that you're going to make the right decision. Let go of that fear of I'm not going to make the right decision. Okay. And that's, I know how difficult that is too.
And go register and come into the healing after this program on the website, spiritualistonline.net, .com. We will be spiritualistonline.com. We will be doing a healing service. if you look in the chat room, it'll be put up in a minute. Follow that link and come to the healing service after this program, and then we can help you with the proper energy. Okay, darling?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome, my dear.
You sure are.
Thank you very much.
We need to go to a song here. So our very first song is one that I absolutely love. It is the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun, for you guys.
And isn't that appropriate?
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We're going to take a couple of questions in the chat room here really quick. We have Ray in the chat room, actually, was asking if he will experience being made redundant this year. Demisi, would you like to take that one?
Well, only if you want to be made redundant. And I don't do future, darling, you do. So I don't know, maybe you're asking for what's on the cards. You know, sometimes spirit will help us to lose our jobs because we need to move into the spirit work, but I don't know if you're on the list or not. I've just pulled a card, the children's tarot angel cards, and it says, help, if anyone hurts you, tell a grown-up and ask your angels to help you. So there's your advice, my darling, from me and the angels, is ask them to show you which way. But I can't, I'm not, that's not one of the kind of questions that I can answer. I can ask for the energy to be sent. Do you have something that can help him, Melissa or Jody?
What I can say, Ray, actually, I'll just give you what I'm shown. Ray, I'm being shown a golden crown on top of your head. Whatever that means to you, there's several different stones on it. I'm showing red, blue, and green. To me, that tells me that you're using all of your gifts when you are when you're actually working with spirit. You're very knowledgeable of all of those gifts. And to be honest with you, Ray, I keep seeing the words in white being shown over this crown over and over and over. You do whatever you want, Ray. Okay, you do whatever you want. This is what your guides are telling you. This is what the angels are telling you. Whatever you put into your mind that you're going to do, there's no stopping you from doing that. So manifest what you want. I keep hearing that over and over and over again. Just ask us. We'll do whatever it takes for you, because you're at that point right now where you can connect with them so strongly that, you know, the sky's the limit for you, Ray. And that's what I'm being shown by your guides.
Thank you, Fairy Mother. Did that answer your question? I hope it did.
And I'm sorry, I want to move through because we do have callers waiting also. Martin is asking if the UK is going to get a heat wave in 2013. That I can't answer, Martin, because unfortunately I don't control the weather. But what I will do is I will send some of the heat in the Central Valley, California, your way, because I don't mind sharing it. It gets dang hot here. If that helps.
You should have watched radio TV 4, Martin, on UK yesterday. They said yes. Okay.
All
That's
right.
The weatherman.
Okay, and we have one more here. Golden Eagle. Let me find it. Has a question about my love life. And wait a minute. I keep losing it. Let me go back up here. Why are the wrong women drawn to you? Is that what it was, Golden Eagle? You're having an issue here with the wrong people being drawn to you, basically, is because unfortunately I can't find the question anymore. But I do believe that I saw it before. So the question was basically, what is my love life looking like, and why is it that I feel that the wrong people are being drawn to me all the time? Again, it's a manifestation. You want to manifest the people that you want to come out, you know, to come towards you. You want to manifest the type of person that you are drawing to yourself. And again, that's very much a personal thing for each of us to do. There's the, you know, love of self. Do you have a deep love in yourself and not an ego, not an improper love, but a true unconditional love for yourself? Then on top of that, again, are you feeling that maybe you don't deserve to have the right people come to you? If you have done that work, if you are absolutely complete in yourself and love yourself and you are your own best friend, so to speak, and at the same time you've gone through the work to kind of sort of change your mindset so that you're allowing the right people to come to you. And the other thing that I'm being shown for you also is that the standards are a little bit high, just a little bit high. So you want to kind of sort of, when these people do come to you, you want to really focus on what you want out of the relationship, but not be too picky, if that makes any sense. So that's what I do have for that question, and I'm going to kick it over to Demisi or Jody if they have anything to add to that.
No, I haven't. I agree with you entirely. You send out the, there was another question very similar. Why have I got the wrong partner? You sent out the wrong vibes. You picked the wrong partner. It's fine. You make a choice. You can unchoose. So be honest with the partner and then be gentle, be honest, and move on. Okay, we have another caller. We've got quite a few online, so can we have the next caller, please?
Hello. Yes, this is Mary. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I've been going through difficulties regarding a health issue and my finances, and I'd like to see what you pick up this year coming up for me, as well as anything else you have to add.
Well, we will first of all send you the healing and the light energy to be able to clear the path for you, my darling. Because if you can get to a healer, we do have healing sessions on the website, and if you wanted to come and have healing, it's always free. On the website, I give
that
free healing.
Online, it's called.
Yeah.
.com.
Yes, darling, it's in the website on the website.
Good.
And
okay.
You'd be very welcome to come and receive that healing at any time you need it. Let me see if Jody has got anything that she can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, do you have anything, my darling?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Can
Melissa?
You pick up when it's going to be resolved?
As in your health issue?
Uh-huh.
This has been something that's been ongoing for a little while, is what I'm being shown. Okay. And also, there's been a little bit of an issue trying to determine exactly what the health issue is.
Correct.
Okay. I am shown that there will be a resolution. I am not shown, though, 100%, how do I want to say this? 100% healing, if that makes sense. As in, there will be some residual effects of it, maybe some leftover pain or what have you. You will do fine as far as the health is concerned. Financially, things are like our biggest issues in life right now. How's our health doing and how's our finances? Because we, unfortunately, we need money in order to survive and we need health in order
right.
to live.
And get the best health.
Exactly. And so those two things right there make it extremely overwhelming. Financially, things are going to smooth out as well. It may take a couple of months, but the same thing, it'll be about parallel for both things, the health-wise and financial-wise also. Again, I'm not being shown, you know, a windfall as in the lottery or anything with the finances. But
things will be more balanced.
Things will be a little bit more balanced, yes. And, you know, this is life. This is what happens. We get a little out of balance. It's Christmas just
ended,
you know.
And then I keep having emergencies that turn up unexpectedly and gone, you know.
Right, right. And those are difficult. And again, that's life. It rears its ugly head every single time, and it always does it when we're not prepared. So most definitely things are going to calm down in the next few months for you, for sure, both health-wise and financial-wise.
Get better.
At least that's what I'm being shown by your guides. I am also being shown that you are receiving a lot of unconditional love and healing from your guides.
Okay.
There's a particular gentleman around you, actually, really very close to when he was alive, and he's very much kind of on your right shoulder all the time. So, and I'm literally being shown that he's sending healing in the areas that you need them.
Okay, that's very good. It's probably my dad.
Okay.
And Mike, was there a gentleman reading well as well?
No, it's just us three ladies that are reading.
And the other lady?
I'm getting something, it's a little bit foggy, but it has to do with the way you think about the money and the health issues. And it seems that they weigh very heavily on you, and a part of your healing is to somehow understand that this will resolve to a greater degree than you think it will right now.
Okay.
So that you lighten up on yourself a little bit. And that's really understandable. The message is lighten up, breathe, relax. Do the things that are required for you to do to get back into balance, even if it's nothing more than breathing, meditating, relaxing. That will help enormously.
Okay. It'll be better here.
I'm being reminded that when you come in for the healing, it's not for readings. It's for chatting and being with like-minded people. And I'm sure that part of your recovery will be to find you and like-minded people, and that's what the website's about, is bringing people together who are going through trauma. Illness in any form is trauma.
Right.
And part of getting over a trauma is to accept what is happening. And to accept the slower pace of life. And that's not easy, because we live in a very, very fast world at the moment.
Yeah,
and when we slow down, we feel guilty. So, number one, let go of the guilt. Number two, know that the angels are with you, because I've just pulled a card called safety. So ask your angels.
I think I have that deck.
To put their wings around you to keep you safe. Okay, my darling?
I do appreciate that. Thank you, ladies. Anybody?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling
in.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Okay, we need to take another call.
Have we got another caller, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, this is Tina calling from California. How are you?
Hi, yay, California.
I wanted to thank you. I am a first-time listener as well as a caller, and I really love the information that I'm hearing. So I'm going to need to resend this show to myself and click follow, because these are wonderful tools. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you do that.
thank you.
Pass it round to all your friends.
I will, because I really believe in my perspective. Just what I've heard, it just resonates so profoundly with me, and there's so much truth in what you're sharing. So I want to give you guys a big thanks, all of you. And then the question I have would be if you guys pick up any of my angels or guides that are around me, if they have a message in any area of my life that they're just, whatever it is that they bring forth, I'll gladly receive, and thank you so much for passing it along to me.
Okay. You know, the first thing I'm showing for you, Tina, because this woman is very strong. She's I can't say a young lady, but I can tell you that she's not showing herself as somebody that's an older lady, if that makes sense. She's showing herself as maybe in her 30s and 40s. Very long hair. She's not exactly telling me who she is or how she was associated with you, but she was a winker. She literally came to me with a big, huge smile and a wink. Absolutely beautiful woman. She's very much around you. I'm not sure if she's a guide or somebody that you knew in life. You have a lot of activity around you. You have a lot of people in spirit that you have known in your lifetime. You have a lot of very powerful spirit guides. They're all pointing to you, and they're all telling me she doesn't know how good she is. She just doesn't know how good she is. They're throwing you under the bus, honey, and they're telling me that you not only use your intuition, but it's very strong with you, very, very strong with you. And there's just a couple of little bumps that you need to get through in order to truly, truly, truly believe that in yourself. Does that make sense?
It does, because I guess I would say for the past 10 days, I'm such a up, bubbly person, and, I've been sort of in a funk, I guess. You know, I've had some people not be so kind to me that are within my family, because I'm just following my path, and I'm doing a lot of inner healing work, and I want to be happy in my life, so I'm just following what feels right to me. And I was sort of blindsided when they told me what a failure they thought I was in so many areas, and I hadn't even seen them in a year, and I'm happy with my husband, and they don't really know anything about my life, just their assumptions they state as facts, and I didn't engage in any sort of argument or even a response. I just collected my kids and left. And I'm just asking Spirit, please help me to see the truth and to be able to release it, because I have a issue or a problem releasing, and I know better. And so I'm glad they threw me under the bus, because it was just like, I want to feel it, not ignore it. Examine it, be in it, and then let it go, because normally my pattern would be to stuff it down and it would just be one more thing, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to work through it and then be done with it.
And that's a healthy decision, my dear. That is a very healthy decision, because, you know, when we deny what we need in our lives, and that includes that intuition, it will take over eventually. I mean, it literally bursts to come out of some of us, and there's no possible way that we can ignore that fact. And I'm glad that you brought up the family members. This is a very difficult thing that many, many, many people have to go through with family members, especially with family members being nasty like that, and especially when you come out and say, well, this is what I believe. I believe in going with my intuition. I believe in going with my gut, and I'm going to learn how to do that. Many of them have fear of doing that very thing, and so what they wind up doing is they attack every single time. Well, you don't know what you're talking about, or you're crazy, or look at all the things that you've done wrong. When you've got fingers pointed at you, visualize them pointing back at the person that's pointing the finger in the first place, because they're talking about their issues and not yours. And that's the absolute truth right there. And I'm also being told here, is there somebody around you named Tammy, or somebody in spirit? The name Tammy is important to you?
I have a cousin named Tammy I haven't talked to in years, but I don't know. I feel, I can hear them. This morning, I'm writing my list, and I could literally hear several energies come into the kitchen. And I don't ever ask who it is, but they're around me. And I see orbs, lights, you name it. But I haven't really addressed it to them, because I don't really know who it is.
Oh, my darling, come and join us and come and learn how to do that properly.
Yes.
We've got lots and lots of classes just starting up again this next week, and you'd be very welcome. I have pulled you some cards. There's children around you, and you need to ask the Archangel Raphael to help you to, because you're be pleased, and he's helping you to be with the children. And forgiveness and healing. You know, the best way to ground your energy is if you put your hands on your keyboard at the moment, and I'll send you the grounding energy. And you just enjoy that, and you see your feet going down into the ground and see all the pain that came from them, because Melissa's right. When people are jealous of what you've got, they lash out with things that they think they can. And in doing that, you are the release to their kettle, the steam. They can allow that to go so that they can continue. So be honoured that you've been given that position, and let the pain go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like part of my lesson is to release, and if I try to explain, then it disempowers me, so I simply don't go there.
That's right. But you also are the lid. You lift the lid to their energy so that they can release in their way. And you are also very good around the home and helping people in the home, because I've also pulled you the home help card, which is ask God and the Archangel Raphael to give you the strength and the courage to be accepted and to accept the help that you may need, and that's all around you in regarding to your family and your home. So again, we've got the same problems coming up, and look at it as detoxification for yourself. Does that make sense? You're detoxifying them by them being able to go blur, and you're going to receive the clearness of the mind. You know, the energies that came in just before Christmas are just beginning to settle, and they didn't just affect all of us who are what I call awake, but they affected everybody in the whole world. And so those that are not as open as we are feeling very lost, and part of our mission, because we are awake, is to help to ground that. And one of the ways is to ground it by receiving it first and letting it flow without even questioning it. Does that make sense?
It does, because the other night I heard clear as a bell, speak more about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I had been asking to see the truth in it, and it was at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was woken up and heard speak more about forgiveness, so I wrote it down. And I know that I have Archangel Gabriel with me, because he actually came and showed himself to me fully dressed in armor, showed me his wings, and instead of his head, there was a golden light, sparkly, and I could see the locks of his hair that fell to his shoulders.
So
and he
they're
said,
saying thank you. And
I have. It was such an amazing gift because he said, Tina, be not afraid of change, for I will be with thee.
Yeah.
And what an amazing gift, because I'm knee deep in it. And every time I feel nervous or afraid, I remember his words. I remember what he looked like. And I think, am I crazy? I've got an archangel with me, so I'll just do it.
No, you.
Everybody thinks they're crazy the first time.
Come and talk to us. Come and talk to us, darling, and come and join our classes. And they're saying right now, because I've got the vibes at the back of my head, they're saying thank you, and look at it as their detoxification. So it's
that
not
helps.
Yours, it's theirs. So you've detoxified them. Does that make sense?
That does, and I'm going to write
that
down, because I didn't see it that way, and that really helps me to process.
Okay.
And actually, it helps me to release.
Okay. It's very important that you understand that, okay, darling. And I'll say thank you for allowing us to work with you. And do come in and see how we can help you to learn more about how to talk and how to... and maybe you can teach us, because it's always a two-way learning system.
Absolutely. And we will be starting in 2 weeks. I will be starting a beginner's mediumship class also. So that will be coming up here in about a couple of weeks. But we do need to go to a song, and we do have a ton of callers today.
It's like magic.
So, but I thank you so much for calling in, my dear. And thank you for listening, thank you for sharing, thank you for everything. We appreciate it. We hope to see you in spiritualistonline.com really soon.
Spirit FM, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, New Zealand time. And rock your socks off with a little bit of rock and roll. And check out the website at spiritualistonline.com for a circle of mediums. Come in and enjoy the fun.
That was Hermits Hermits. I'm into something good. And of course, we have two competitions today, guys. One, we will announce the winner in the chat room at the end after we play the last song. And then also one that we will be posting on the Circle of Mediums Facebook page. Okay, we need to take another...
What's the question?
We will announce the question after the third song,
Dimitri. Okay.
And not before, but we do have a lot of callers today. My goodness, you guys are just awesome calling in. So we're going to take another call right now. Do we have a caller on the line?
I'm sorry, this is still Tina. I'm just listening in, if that's okay.
We need to take other callers, Tina, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dear. I'm not sure if we can have two callers on the same, but if you're listening into the show...
In the chat room.
Hello?
Hello, darling. Can we have your name, please?
Oh, yes. My name is Sheena.
Hello, Sheena.
Sorry.
Nice.
What can we do for you?
Well, just before the new year rolled over, been having a difficult time. I lost a friend, a classmate. He left this world. I had a wonderful Christmas, but I got into it with my stepmother. I broke up with a long-time boyfriend, and I'm feeling right now, I'm just feeling real lonely. Like, I'm feeling like I have really a lot of negative, not too many positive people around me. I have a man that I've been wanting to take to the next level in a relationship, and I just feel like things are just going so slow for me, and I just want to know, you know, is there anything, you know, good this year? Because just because of all the things I just went through, it's sort of like piled up on me all at once.
Okay. Well, first of all, I do want to put out there that I also do a tarot reading for 2013. In case anybody is interested, and you can find out where to purchase that on spiritualistonline.com under the staff pages under Fairy Mother. And my link is there for that. But when these kinds of things happen, Sheena, we all go through these instances in life where everything seems to be bad, right? Everything is negative. Nothing good is coming your way. And what does that do to us? It sort of puts us in the mindset that we're never going to get out of it, if that makes sense. So wake up tomorrow morning. Have a good sleep tonight. Wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what? Things are going to get better, because they are. If you look back on your life, you'll notice that it was kind of like a roller coaster. Sometimes it was good and things were lovely and you were enjoying life, and sometimes it went down and things were not so great, but it always goes back up again. And for you, it most definitely will. But when you're kind of worried about it and you're focused on all of the different things that have gone on in the past couple of weeks and they're all negative, it puts you in a funk that sometimes it's really hard for you to get out of, if that makes sense.
Yes,
so you want to force yourself out of that funk. Get up tomorrow morning, put some cold water on your face, put your makeup on, darling, do your hair, go out looking like a million bucks. And you know why? Because you're going to feel like a million bucks, and you won't be in your funk anymore after that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Is there any messages from my angels or from, you know, loved ones?
I'm getting something for you, dear. What I'm getting is that sometimes we go through a period where we seem to be losing everything. People we love, situations go sour. And the message that I've got for you is that that is a crucial time, because it clears out the old and makes space for the new. In other words, the new can't come in unless there's a place for it. So what you have lost is the door opening to what is coming in. Rather than focusing, as Melissa has suggested, rather than focusing on what the losses have been, look for the new things that are coming in, because they are coming. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. And it's sort of like the last caller. Also, it's mainly like family members or whatever. I just listening to her reminded me of family. I just always wondered why they never had anything positive to say about me. Always something negative, just nasty, you know, rumors and nasty lies. And, you know, I just never felt like they was really ever supportive of who I was, period. You know, like, I just never even fitted in with them. And it's
right.
Mainly my father's side of the family. And they've just been very nasty people to me over the years, and still are.
Well, as
right.
Melissa said before, it really isn't about you. It's about them. You are the vehicle
and Dimitri was talking about this as well. You're the vehicle that lets them kind of unload their own stuff. And it isn't about you. It is about them. So you don't have to take that in. You don't have to make that a part of you, because it isn't. That's their stuff. And you, on the other hand, can just let that slide right through you and right on out, because it doesn't say anything about who you really are.
The truth of the matter...
I'm sorry,
go ahead. The truth of the matter, Tina, is that the reason why people do this to other people is because they're insecure within themselves, and they have to find an outlet to move that insecurity out of themselves and into another vessel. Thus, they're moving their insecurities from themselves to you, right? And it does. Over time, it makes you think, well, I must be this big failure that everybody says that I am. And the truth is, you're not. Absolutely not. And this is, again, another thing in spiritualistonline.com that we really truly teach. It's not just about opening up your spirituality, you learning to use it, becoming a medium, whatever. It's also about, you know, we teach and we learn to be whole people and not need that support from our family members, from other people. When we get it, it's great and it's welcomed, but there are just so many of us that unfortunately we don't get that from our family members and our close friends. And by doing this for yourself and giving yourself that support, giving yourself that unconditional love, you don't necessarily need it so much from other people. And in turn, you draw those same people to you. And one of the best things about spiritualistonline.com is we're all there. We're all in the same place. If we're either just starting out, we're developing, we may be teaching, but we're still learning. It is for a lot of people that have been in a situation where their whole entire family has shunned them. These people come to Spiritualist Online as a new family, because everybody embraces everybody there. There is no, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you are, what race you are, what your background is. You know, some of us have been horribly abused, you know, in many ways, and we're all working on those things together. And it makes it easier for the individual that comes in and is afraid to do that, because you see everybody else around you, and we're all in the same boat, and we're all doing the same thing. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Exactly.
Sheena, okay, I just pulled some cards for you. Archangel Uriel says, pay attention to your thoughts and ideas that come to you, as they are answers to your prayers. So listen to your thoughts and just go with those. And the next one is, remember who you are. So Archangel Michael says, you are a powerful, loving and creative child of God. So you're very loving and you are very loved. So let other people's stuff go. You don't need it. It's their stuff. And then you'll hit victory, which is Archangel Sandophone says, your prayers have been heard and they are answered. So have faith. Okay, my darling? You knew where you were going before the energy change, just before Christmas. And all you're getting is the same as the last caller. You're getting the stir up of the mud. And we're big enough and strong enough, all of us, to be able to take it and let it ground. So again, would you just put your hands on the keyboard for 2 seconds and accept the love and the light from the angels to ground it and let go of all that pain that you're feeling at this moment, because it's not yours, it's theirs. Okay, I hope we've been able to help you.
Yes, thank you so much. That was actually the second time I got that remember who you are, mm-hmm. and that message. That's the second time I've gotten that. And then it's like,
right, well, listen this time.
That's a confirmation for you right there.
Okay. Shall we take the next call? I'm sorry, we've got to move you on, but we've got lots of people who are already calling in. Can we take the next caller and then maybe we'll go to another song?
Sounds good.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Athena calling.
Hello, Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi, Athena and Jordan. I wanted to know if you see anything for me in the country of Belize.
Oh, nice country.
It is a nice country. The only problem is I would be there with. So this is what I have a little concern.
So you're going, but you don't know if you're going by yourself. Is that what you're asking?
No, my husband got a job opportunity there, and I can help out, but I can't get along with him. Sucks.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping that maybe if we were in a nice country like that, it would change.
Actually, the separation of the people that you normally hang out with, shall we say, will help that situation, actually, because there's nothing like being cut off from the rest of the world to where the two of you are all you have, and it's literally kind of a sink or swim sort of a situation. And what I'm shown is, because the first thing I was shown was, yes, you're definitely going to be there, and the second thing that I was shown is, this is going to be kind of bumpy at first. And I'm being shown, this is kind of funny, but a lot of eye rolling from you. I don't know if you do that a lot when he gets in his mode, I guess, so to speak. Because I'm actually shown that, you know, he's, you know, starts talking and, you know, well, this is that and blah, 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 blah. And you just, there he goes again and sort of just go off and do your own thing. But
yeah,
it's communication. This is the biggest thing for the two of you, is being able to communicate with each other properly. And it's, you understand it to a certain extent, but you're afraid that maybe he doesn't understand it quite in the same way that you do. So when you're communicating to him from this point, instead of trying to teach him to be on the same level as you are, lead by example instead. And that's really what I'm getting strongly with my guys, is that I am shown that there's a lot of things that both of you will really have a good time doing. And, you know, and there's going to be a lot of time for you guys to talk, if that makes sense. So make it a good conversation, no matter what you do. And the negative parts of it, you know, well, you know, when we're married, we always like, well, you're doing this to ruin my life. Take that out of the conversation and replace it with, these are the things that I love about our life. These are the things that I love that you do. You know, sometimes it takes a little ego boost to our partner to kind of get them to open up, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I try to do that. I swear, he knows how to push my buttons, which is, I know, is my lesson, you know, because he's like the one person left in life that I need to make that happen with. You know what I mean?
Take those buttons away, honey. Take the buttons away.
So when we're there, because I have been, like I said, I've been living in Jordan for 3.5 years now, and so far every business deal we've tried to put together has fallen through because people lie. So this job in Belize has something to do with a Jordanian. And so it makes me nervous, but I don't want to manifest that because that's what's been happening. But on the other hand, I don't want to be stupid.
Right.
Does it look like an honest deal? I mean, everything looks honest on the table and it's a win-win situation for everybody, or does it look like, you know, danger, beware?
No, I, to be honest with you, if it was danger, beware, I would have been shown already, and I don't see that. I don't necessarily see that it's like, you know, I mean, you're going to go there and be like, wow, this is the best deal we've ever done either, but it'll be beneficial for you, that's for sure. I don't, there might be a couple of snafus here and there, but overall, it will work itself out. At least that's what I'm being.
Yeah,
and I'm going to hand it over to Demisi.
And as a life coach and somebody who has lived miles away from home and people that I know, my advice will be to you to make sure that you have a hidden bank account somewhere and that you have your return fare so that if all is lost, then you can get back home. That's just in the piggy bank at the back of your knowledge. So I always like to give people a backdoor key when they leave my house. And the backdoor key is that you can always return. If you can always return, then you can meet with open arms that's going to be in front of you. And nobody yet, and I've been running a halfway house for nearly 25 years, nobody has yet returned. So go with it, my darling. Put the money away so that you can get home, so you don't have to feel trapped. Because it's that feeling that being trapped that may be the Achilles heel in your plans. But otherwise, go and play. Every marriage should have fun and playing and talking and continue it all the time. Play. Don't go, oh, he's done this, he's done that, she's done this, she's done that. Don't allow that to come in, okay? It's new experience for both of you, so go have fun.
Yes, and you guys can come down too because we're building a hotel.
Okay.
So on an island, so you guys
can. Awesome.
Okay.
I'll be waiting for my invite in the mail.
Yeah, okay. Thanks so much.
Did you have anything to add, Jody?
No, I don't. This was perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, my darling, but we're needing to move on to the next caller.
But thank you so much for calling in. And our next caller, and then we're going to go to a song.
Hello, I'm Kim from Louisiana.
Hello,
hi, Kim.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, ladies. I've been listening along. I've enjoyed the energy and the upbeat positiveness. So,
well, thank you
question,
very much.
Yeah, my question is kind of odd, but here goes. Is my ex in prison yet?
I want to know that one.
Trust me, that's not the oddest question I've ever gotten.
but it might be close, huh? Like, it might be close.
It might be close, yes. But what I'm actually being told is, I'm sorry to say it this way, but it's none of your concern, if that makes sense. It doesn't concern you right now. The truth is, though, if you're worried about him coming anywhere near you, there's a lot of protection around you too. So I'm not being shown that he's going to even attempt to come anywhere around near you anytime soon. But whether or not he's actually incarcerated, I'm not personally being shown that. So maybe one of the other ladies has an answer for that one.
No, I don't have an answer for it, but what I do say to you is, if you're done with him, let him go. And while you're thinking about where is he, what he's doing, is he going to come here, you're sending out feelers and you're sending out vibes, and those vibes are going to come, woof, you know, you send them out, they come back, and
yeah,
he might pick them up. So stop it. Stop
right.
it. Okay? Having been in your shoes, and I said when you asked the question, I'm still asking, yes, I'm not really interested, but I can understand. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay? So
yeah, I'm really...
stop it, darling, because he won't come near if you don't think about him.
Right.
He won't pick up the guy. He won't pick up the vibes. And if he does, like Melissa says, you know the system. Use it.
Right. Does anybody see legal closure for me soon so that maybe a boyfriend in my future?
Are you still working through a divorce?
Actually, it's been a while. Unfortunately, my ex was molesting my son, and my son has mild special needs. So it's like I want closure before I kind of move on with my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, the person to ask, my darling, is how long is the piece of legal string? you go and talk to the legal people that are involved and tell them that you...
it's time. Yeah.
That it's time and that you want no more hassle, that this is it and you're not going to go back on your word, because the only reason that the legal beavers take so long is, one, they want the money from you, and two, they want to ensure that whatever action they're taking on your behalf, you are actually fully in agreement of it. Because the one thing they don't want is to have you come back in 10 years' time and say, oh, he's done it again and I took him back. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't worry. I won't take him back. Don't worry. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then go and tell the legal... Go put your foot down with a heavy hand and say, look, I want it done. Okay,
yeah.
Darling?
Great. Thank you so much, ladies.
You're paying him to get your
money's
worth. Take care, darling.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, my dear. Okay, we have our next song coming on, The Young Ones by Cliff Richards.
The young ones, darling, we're the young ones. And the young ones shouldn't be afraid to live and love while the flame is strong, for we won't be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? 'Cause tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me, there's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreamed together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. Every lifetime comes a love like this. I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young dreams should be dreamed together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live road trip at the Castle Tanley in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic,
I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, we're back, and we have posted today's competition in the chat rooms. What is the link to all the songs, and who is the odd one out? So listen and answer on www.facebook.com/circleofmediums, and we will pick a winner from there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break in the calls really quick, and I'm going to bring in our guest, Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hello there.
Now, Jody is a member of SpiritualistOnline.com, and like we said, you've probably been a member for about a year or so.
That's right.
And started out as a student, but you did come into Spiritualist Online with some knowledge of mediumship and had done it before. Is that correct?
Yeah, but never in any clear or formal way, because really I had very little, if no, training. So I was operating completely from intuition, and while that's an excellent start, it is only a start.
Right, and that is very true. And not only that, but, you know, it's because one of the things with SpiritualistOnline.com, we don't just teach mediumship. We help you to understand how we hold ourselves back, or you know, help us to kind of sort of dump those issues or those inner voices that kind of sort of stop us from going forward, if that makes sense. So did SpiritualistOnline.com help with that also for you?
Absolutely. Kind of got thrown under the bus a couple of times with people who saw that I knew more than I thought I knew, like you, Melissa, and you, Dimitri. And it doesn't take long to really understand that, yeah, we do know a lot more than we think we do. And it's not only what we know in our heads, but it's that open channel to our own wisdom that we shut the door on. And what Spiritualists Online has done for me personally is to help me see how I shut that door, so that what I don't know consciously, I do know in other ways. And when that door is open, which you guys have helped me learn how to do better, then that wisdom pours in. And I can be more than I thought I could be.
Right, absolutely. And that's a very important part of that development process that a lot of people, I don't know if you'd agree or not, but I've known a lot of people who are very, very talented mediums, but there's a lot of people that really, truly don't necessarily want to do that inner walk work, if that makes sense.
It sure does, and I know that my antenna personally for that is fine-tuned, and as a querent, as somebody who asks, I don't have a lot of trust for people who don't walk their talk. So that congruency, that consistency between who I am and how I do things, how I am in the world, that's absolutely crucial.
Right. And I can't say going to be doing a members moments, because you are actually doing a members moments in SpiritualistOnline.com. And for anybody that doesn't know what that is, some of our members who've been a member for a while that are experienced and confident enough to get on camera and do some classes, whether they're teaching sessions or reading sessions. Once our members get to that level, we offer them basically their own show, so to speak, in the chat room. So can you tell us a little bit about your members' moments?
Certainly. I've been doing a couple of members' moments and will continue for the next month on a weekly basis, doing members' moments. And what we're calling it is development with a twist. And what I look at for various subjects is the interface between our psychology, our inner lives, and spirituality, and the ways in which they complement each other and the ways in which they get in the way of each other. So we've looked at anger. We'll be looking at creating an attitude of gratitude and what gets in the way of that. Just exploring as you have said so well so many times today, Melissa, and you too, Dimitri, how we get in our own way, and more importantly, how do we get out of our own way?
Right, right. Because it is very easy for us to build up those negative that negative way of thinking without realizing that that is what we're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes somebody said before that we're all in this together, and it's really true. No matter how good we actually are, we're inside of our own box, and it takes someone else frequently to help us see that we are inside of a box and to step outside that box and see things from a different perspective so we can grow and stretch and move on.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. How... I'm sorry about that. Can you tell us a little bit more about how much, you know, personally and spiritually you've grown since you started taking classes at Spiritualist Online? Or maybe tell us about some of the classes that you've taken to get to the point where you're doing your own thing, your own member's moments.
One of the most important things that happened for me was in a training circle with Julie, which I thought I probably should keep quiet, not say anything. I have no ability in that particular area. And Julie basically threw me under a big old bus and said, "What's the first thing that comes to your mind about me?" And I told her, and I thought it was a bunch of hoo-ha. And it turned out that what I said had definite and profound meaning for Julie, and I was dumbfounded. And Julie said something that everybody, I've said it myself, but never really put it into practice, and that is trust. Trusting my own intuition, trusting the first
right.
that comes to my mind. That was unbelievably powerful. And from that time on, I took your class, Melissa, in Tarot, and have taken a number of other classes, and it all comes really down to that. There are wonderful techniques that we learn. There's wonderful information that we share. But the crucial thing for me has been trust that intuition, trust that first thing that comes to your mind. Not always right, but right far more times than I had any idea I could ever be. That's powerful.
Right. Absolutely. And to me, one of the best parts is realizing that power is in our own hands.
Oh, yes. And being able to share that with other people.
Yes.
To say, okay, I'm learning this, and now I'm going to tell you that you can do the same thing. And the reason I know you can do it is because I'm in the process of doing it, and it works. And there is nothing more powerful than saying to somebody, your experience and my experience are similar, and believe me, if I can do it, you can.
Right, absolutely, and that's true. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I loved about Spiritualist Online when I first started with them was the fact that everybody said that, if I can do this, so can you. And there was, you know, nobody around that said, well, yes, you know, come to me because I have all the answers, but I'm not going to teach it to you. And that was a big thing for me coming into, I guess it seems we came in around the same time.
Yeah.
That was a big deal for me because, you know, it is true. None of us hold ourselves higher than the person that's next to us. We're all the same. It doesn't matter what path we're on. It doesn't matter what stage of development we're on. We are all the same at Spiritualist Online, and that's actually, it's a beautiful feeling. It really is. When you know that if you have nowhere else to go, you can go there, and somebody is at least there to talk you through it. You know, even if it's not one of the teachers or staff members, there is always somebody there.
There's another piece, too, that I want to mention because I think it's so unique, and that is that there are no limitations in terms of what you have to believe to be part of Spiritualist Online. We have Wiccans. We have people who aren't even sure that the spiritual world exists. We have people of every possible permutation of religion,
of spiritualist approach. Everybody is welcome, and everybody's perspective is seen as part of the whole. And that, I don't think there's anywhere else on the planet that is as open to embracing our differences and seeing those as different flavors of the same ice cream.
Absolutely, because that's a wonderful way of putting it. That is exactly the way that it is. We are all different flavors of ice cream, basically, and they all go together so very well, which is beautiful. It's awesome.
Yep.
We're going to take another call, and Jody, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to take this next call. Would you
like to take this next call? Yep, I'd be glad to.
Okay, we got another caller coming in.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy, welcome. How can we help you, Tammy?
Well, I was just wondering if you could give me some insight on some contracts and work that's coming up this month, and if there were any messages from my guides or angels.
Let's see. Okay, what I'm getting is that I don't have anything on your contracts, but I am getting that in terms of your guides, what you're looking for is more validation that you already have information from your guides, and that you're not sure how trustworthy your ability to hear that is, and so you're looking for confirmation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is what this is really about is trusting your own intuition, trusting that, yes, you are hearing well and you are hearing accurately.
Okay.
And that the validation would be fun, but it really isn't necessary, because you already know.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
It does.
Good. Dimitri or Melissa, do you have anything?
You know what, Jody? To me, that's exactly what I got at the same time. Tammy, don't worry about it, is what I keep getting told over and over again. The contracts and what you have set up for this month are going to run, smoothly. Again, every once in a while, there's a little hiccup. Always expect a few hiccups in everything that you're doing. But I'm really being shown that it's going to work out fine, and that your worry is unwarranted about it, if that makes sense. I am also shown that this is something that you've been working towards for a really, really long time. So there's a thought in the back of your mind that if it falls through at the last minute, it better not fall through at the last minute. Again, open up that door, take that thought out, throw it in the trash, tell it to do the dishes, tell it to do something useful, whatever it is. Don't let that stand in your way, basically, is what I'm saying. Don't worry, because I'm going to tell you right now, I know that you know how good you are at what you do. Okay, I'm not showing what you do, but I know that you know how good you are at what you do. Your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, you have everything completely under control. There's nothing you've missed. So let it manifest itself into what you want at this particular point, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you for saying that.
And when you get that doubt, niggle, that comes in, and it does for every single one of us, so you're perfectly normal, there's nothing weird about what you do or how you feel. We all have doubts now and again. We put the thought out and it doesn't seem to happen. You have to say to yourself, my angel is with me. And then you have to say, my angel holds my hand. And then you have to say, when I share, more comes to me.
Okay.
So when you share, whatever it is, the laughter, because I'm being shown that you bring so much laughter to the people that you work with and the people that are around you. Don't stop doing it, okay? You're bringing in the love and the laughter and the light and the guides, and the angels are helping you to do that. And, you know, life can change just in the blink of an eye. Concentrate on now. And tomorrow look after itself, because you've already put the cake in the oven. What do you do when you bake a cake? You open the door. What happens to the cake?
It falls.
Yeah. You leave the door shut. What happens to the cake?
It rises.
There you go. So take that and live with it, my darling, and keep on reassuring yourself that you've done everything possible and the guides are with you and they're helping you. So trust.
Thank you so much.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear, for calling in. And I think we have time for one more caller. And I want to say thank you guys for all these calls. It's been awesome. Hello there, caller. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, Lenise.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Lenise.
Okay, what can we do for you?
I'm in a noisy place.
We noticed
can
that.
Can you hear
yes,
me now?
It's better now. Yes, much better.
Okay, I'm in the gym. And I feel like I've really accomplished my goal for today, but now that I'm working out, just want to know, is there a message for me from my higher guidance?
Yeah, they said great on the working out. That's awesome, because that's something that you've been feeling that you've needed for a while, actually, to kind of get the blood moving and get moving,
yes.
Period, actually, I should say.
Yes.
They're also showing me... I don't know if you like to go out in nature a lot or you've been thinking about spending more time outside, and I'm not saying outside as far as driving around and going, you know, going places, but actually being outside by yourself in the trees, nothing, nobody around you, by yourself. Is this something that you've been thinking about doing recently or pulled to do recently?
Yeah, I've been told that to get out in nature, but I haven't really been doing it. But I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, I'm also shown a body of water, maybe a lake or something like that. When you go outside, I'm also being shown that it's not something that you normally do to be
yes.
outside. So I totally understand.
Yeah,
no,
I did have an urge to go to the river today. However, I didn't make it down there. To the river.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing, the river, the water.
Okay, right, definitely. All right, so put that on your schedule to take care of that, because if you're pulled in that direction to do that, whether it's to meditate or just sit quietly, I'm also shown that being by yourself can be a little difficult for you sometimes. I'm not sure if it's a fear of being alone or you just prefer to have people around.
Well, I've been dealing with my alone issues. I live alone, and I've been living alone for a while. And I recently met someone, and we've been spending time together, and it's making me want to spend more time with others as opposed to being alone.
Okay. So that's good. That's good. Yeah. But at the same time, you need your alone time as well, you know, a good balance
yes.
of both.
Exactly.
I'm really shown right now, there's been a lot of really tough lessons for you, especially in the last year or so.
Yeah.
Very emotional things that have taken place. And so you almost feel like beaten down, but not at the same time, if that makes sense. There's also possibly a bit of fear of failure in this relationship that's coming up. That I'm picking up as well, that it won't work out quite the way that you would like it to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about that. So what are you seeing concerning that?
I'm seeing that everything is fine. Let go of the fear. That's what I'm being shown. Have a good time with it. Have fun with it. Now's your time to be kids. I keep seeing that over and over and over again. Now's your time to be kids, because I'm being shown that this gentleman is kind of childlike at heart and something that's been missing in your life for quite a long time. Fun. I keep seeing it over and over and over again. Go have fun. Go have fun. Do something fun. Not just
that's
the
what
things
I want.
But yeah, go and do mm-hmm. something fun. And I see that this guy right here, he is a lot of fun.
Yeah, we really enjoy each other's company, but it seems like I'm afraid that it won't work, and it seems like I'm projecting that on him because we haven't talked since New Year's Day. I think he's waiting on me to call, and I'm waiting on him to call. And there may be a little fear on his part.
Right, right. So you want to definitely release that fear. This is not a relationship like you've had before. I'm going to put this out there right now. This is not a relationship like you've had before where the other ones were failures. This one is one that there's not a whole lot of pressure to go the next step. There's not a ton of pressure to get married or move in together. It's just to have a good time for you guys to enjoy your time together, if that makes sense, to enjoy each other's company.
Okay.
Okay.
So does that mean that there's not going to be a long-term relationship?
It is possible, definitely possible, that there will be a long-term relationship coming out of this. But that, of course, has to do with both of you. So let go of that fear of the past relationship, my dear, because they're not serving you now. And,
okay.
Most definitely, just enjoy all the time and pick up the phone. Absolutely. Pick up the phone and call him today. Hey, what are you doing? Let's go have coffee or something like that. You know, the normal fears that people have are unwarranted. You don't need them. If you feel that he's doing the same thing that you are, then end it. Pick up the phone. And I'm really sorry, but we do have to go to a song before we end the show. So I hope that resonated with you and it helped you out a little bit.
Yes.
And like I said, we have open reading sessions on spiritualistonline.com as well. We have a standard free membership, and then we have the premium membership also. So everybody is welcome to come in and check it out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay, we are going to go to our last song. Does your chewing gum lose life?
Don't get chewing gum, that's the flavor on the earth, most all the night.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for coming in and for listening to the show. Thank you, Demisi, for co-hosting. And thank you very much, Jody, for being our guest on Circle of Mediums. Thank you all. It was a lovely session this week, and we will be seeing you next week, same time. Thank you, everyone.